Tiff, I'll tell you that Chris Lindstrom, Caleb McGarry, Matthew Bergeron, Jake Matthews, Drew Dahlman, they might need space from Chris Jones.
Kirk Cousins needs space, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
The big man is coming to town.
Space. Hopefully they all get space. Much needed space from that guy.
I was able to, I text Mike this morning and said, I want to watch film on Chris Jones this morning.
He did, which I was like, oh, okay.
And I said that because I think people need to understand this is not T.J. Watt coming to town. When I say that, that is in no way a knock on either player. It is just they are completely different. Yeah. When T.J. Watt came to town, he was primarily lined up against Caleb McGarry, and that was going to be a thing where the only way that you defended him was one-on-one or with a chip. When Chris Jones comes to town, Mike, he lines up literally everywhere on the defensive line.
Yeah, and they do a good job defensively of not allowing you to know where he's at, because then you can't chip on him or help on him or misdirect him every snap. Just in the short amount of film we watched today, he's lined up over left guard, center, right guard, and right tackle. So it's going to be interesting to see the way they utilize him and how all those different matchups go across the board.
Yeah, imagine being an offensive coordinator having to game plan for a game wrecker like that. Let's take a listen to Zach Robinson for the Falcons.
He's been a great player for a long time. Doesn't look any different from what I remember, you know, watching him, you know, 5 years ago. So no decline there. He's incredibly disruptive in all facets of the game, run and pass game. So we got to be aware of where he's at. We got to get hands on him, and it'll be a great challenge for our guys.
Mike, what I see from T.J. Watt is he's a guy that his speed is the number one element in his game. Yeah, he's physical, but he's a speed player. Am I wrong on that?
No, yeah, exactly. He's got that burst. He's got the get off. Yeah.
What I see from Chris Jones is physicality with quickness. Is that a good way to describe him?
I think the better way to say it is his game is kind of based in power first and foremost before it is speed. And I think that they're opposite in that regard, where that Chris Jones is going to utilize power to set everything else up, and T.J. Watt's kind of the opposite. He's going to get you moving your feet in order to use everything else in the repertoire. But, yeah, you're not far off base. That's pretty good.
Is it safe to say that the guy he matches up, and you and I have kind of talked through this, so we're basically – we've already kind of had this kind of – but – the matchup that I kind of look at that I think is the best for Chris Jones is going against Matthew Bergeron. Is that wrong? And that's a physical guy, but based on what you've told, we've talked about in elements of his game that has yet to come along, wouldn't that be the guy?
Yeah, I think so. Because of the lack of the hand usage sometimes with Bergeron. Yeah, for sure. I will say, though, when you look at how Chris Lindstrom played a week ago, he definitely got a little front heavy at times, and there was two times that was taken advantage of by the Eagles defense line. He gave up two pressures and one sack. That was because he was getting a little bit too far out of his toes. So he definitely has the better hands, and he's more well-equipped. But the size allows Bergeron to be a little bit more consistent. But I definitely – if I'm a defensive coordinator and I'm watching it, I am trying to line him up against Bergeron and Drew Dahlman, just straight up, down and down. Not that Caleb McGarry doesn't struggle, and you're going to see him edge rush, but Caleb McGarry is much more well-suited for a Chris Jones on the edge than he is a T.J. Watt, because he doesn't have to move his feet quite as much.